Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 231 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on temporary residence. This is going to be part three. So, our anchor scripture, the very first one, is taken from the book of 1 Peter 2, verses 11 to 12. And I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear friends, I warn you, as temporary residents and foreigners, to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will give honor to God when he judges the world." The second part of our reading was from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8 to 10. Hebrews 11, 8 to 10, it says, "It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God will give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for it was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God." Then the final part of our reading is also from Hebrews 11, but from 13 to 16. So he says, verse 13, "All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth." Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can all call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So far, we introduced what this concept of being a temporary resident means. And we've talked about some principles behind living as a temporary resident in this world. We started off with the idea that this world is not our permanent home. So let's just continue those principles. Again, if you missed out on any of the first parts, check out episode 229 and 230. You'll be really blessed by them. So the next principle we're going to discuss is that people that are temporary residents, as Christians in the world we live in today, they are not attached to the things of the world. These people are, they're heavenly minded, right? They don't set their sights on worldly things. That's one very classic way to differentiate a person that is living as a Christian, as a temporary resident on this earth, and a person that is just living for their own lusts and desires. A person that is living for their own lusts and desires, they're world-minded. But a person that is living as a temporary resident on this earth as a Christian, they are heaven-minded, right? They don't set their sights on worldly things. Worldly things are not their jam. It's not. Right, like for example, Abraham, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 that Abraham lived in a tent. Here's the thing, a tent is something you build when you know that you're not going to be staying somewhere for very long, right? So these people, they knew that living on this earth was not their long-term destiny. Living on this earth was literally not their long-term destiny. All it was for them was just like they were just passing through the earth. That's literally where their mindset was, right? So these people's hearts was in heaven. Their hearts were in heaven, right? So, you know, many of us know this Bible verse that says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be, right? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. So these people, their treasure was in heaven, not on earth. So they concentrated their efforts, their thinking, everything on heaven, right? On heaven. So these people's mindset is basically, you know what? Heaven has much better for me than the world does, right? And again, trust me, it takes a lot of faith to have that kind of mentality, right? Looking at the world we have today, I mean, this is probably the wealthiest the world has been in a long time, since its beginning. This probably been like the wealthiest or the most advanced, right? At least if you live in an advanced country like the US, you almost don't have to, you know, stress over many things. Well, you do, but you get my point. Like, you can get meals, drive through, electricity is always there, the internet is really fast, water runs all the time. And I know some people may be like, oh, Devon, these are basic things. They may seem like basic things in the U.S., but I promise you they are not basic in many parts of the world, at least where I come from in Nigeria. I remember there were times where we would go like 9 months no electricity. If you need water, you have to walk a considerable distance, go to a well, carry the water, put it on your head, and come back home. If you don't go to the well to fetch water, you're not going to have any water to shower, to drink, or anything like that. So running water was not a guarantee at all. I remember one of our big prayer points that time was to pray for water. So these things, no, they're pretty great comforts of life. So you really should be thankful for them. So these people, it takes a lot of faith, right, to see that, wow, heaven is far better than whatever I'm seeing in the world today, right? But that's the mindset of a person that is living as a temporary resident. And honestly, maybe let me go to another principle that's almost like a corollary from this principle I just discussed. A corollary from this is that people that are temporary residents, they have a tent-like mentality. They have a tent-like mentality. So these people, they're always growing. They don't settle. They live like nomads. I like how the Bible used that. Wow, these people live as foreigners. If you look at Hebrews 11, verse 13, but he saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Nomads. A nomad, by definition, is someone that is always on the move, right? So a temporary resident is always on the move spiritually. They don't settle. They know that their time on earth here is very, very limited. So since their time on earth here is very, very limited, they are very missional in the way they live. They are very, very missional in the way they live. In fact, I want to read the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16. Ephesians 5, and I'll read from verses 15 to 16, right? It says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Right? The term evil days refers to the fact that we're living in the last days, right? So the Bible says, make the most of every opportunity. So these people, they are always on the move. They know that their time here on earth is very limited. So they are very missional. They don't waste time. They want to accomplish everything that God has called them to accomplish on this earth, right? Many people think that, oh, I'm going to live to 100. So, you know, as a 30-year-old, let me chill out a bit. You know, I'll start working hard for God in my 40s. No, you don't have that guarantee. There are many people in their 20s that are gone. There are many people that died in their teenage years. The Bible says, remember the Lord your God in the days of your youth. Trust me, honestly, the days of your youth are really the time you really want to serve God, because you have the strength, you have the energy, you have potentially a long life ahead of you. But again, that long life is not guaranteed. That's one thing you need to realize. You need to have this nomad-like mentality, the nomad-like mentality, right? You don't know how long you're going to be on this earth. You don't, right? So be missional. That's a term I learned a few years ago that has really stuck with me, right? Be missional. These people, they don't waste time. They live every day as if it's their last day. Look at Jesus Christ. His ministry, he spent only 3 years on his ministry. But man, look at how much he accomplished. Look at Apostle Paul. He wrote about 2/3 of the New Testament. Look at how much he accomplished in his very short life, right? So that's the thing. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Like, when you know you're a temporary resident, you're like, God put me on this earth. He literally dropped me on this earth for a very specific purpose. I need to make sure that I achieve and do well in this thing he has called me to do. Right? So these people don't take it easy in their walk with God. No, they go hard because they know that they got to get stuff done. Right? They know that they live as if they're literally racing against time. So I think I'm going to go ahead and pause here. Again, we kind of talked about, I think the next podcast will be the final podcast in this series. I don't want to rush through this because this is something I want you to think, digest through, and kind of think about. But you cannot be a temporary resident on this earth, because again, being a temporary resident means that you're thinking that, oh, I'm going to be in it with God forever in eternity. But you can't be making those kinds of decisions if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ is literally the first step in you living with God forever in heaven. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to love and obey you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Lord, I pray for myself and everyone listening to this podcast. I pray that may you give us the grace to honor you with our lives. Give us the grace, Lord, to not be attached to the things of the world. Because these things of the world, they are very temporary. And this time we have in this world, it's a very temporary time. Help us to set our hearts on heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, where thieves cannot break in and steal. And give us the grace to have that tent-like mentality. Give us the grace to live as nomads on this earth, knowing that our time is limited, making the most of every opportunity you have given unto us, to the glory, honor, and praise of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you and we worship you, for in Jesus' mighty name, amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things I really want to encourage you to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101, 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. Again, if you want to find all the old podcasts, honestly, just go to the website, divineinterventionlifelessons.com, divineinterventionlifelessons.com. Apple Podcasts, you know, places a cap on the number of podcasts I can post, the most recent 150. So that means basically from episodes 1 to like 81, you won't see. So just literally go back on the website, divineinterventionlifelessons.com, literally no login required. You can just see every podcast, literally. And then, number 2 I will say is to find a Bible translation you understand. Many people understand the New Living Translation. Read it, do what it says. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then, you know, write down action steps. Really, like, really apply that word. Meditate on it, apply it. That's how you'll see the change in your life. And number 3, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches. And they preach, they do many things that are inconsistent with the word of God. That's not a place you want to go to. So I'll just encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. A place where you can have true, pure, undiluted fellowship with other believers. And again, as you do these things, you see your life take a turn for the better. So until episode 232, have a wonderful rest of your day. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Bye for now and happy Thanksgiving. Shalom.